Carson, you went, I think you said you won in five years of college, 5-7 this year. How are you dealing with losing?
Well, it's frustrating. You know, no one likes losing. Especially in this business as a quarterback, you know, I'm wired to be a winner. You know, I hate losing. But, you know, at the same time, it doesn't affect us going forward. You know, I know it doesn't affect me. And I could probably say the same thing for the guys in that locker room. You know, we're going to come in and prepare and be the same, win or lose, because I think that's what it takes to be great. You can't waver. You can't change how you approach things. You can't change how you go about your business, win, lose, or draw. But at the same time, yeah, without a doubt, we don't like losing around here.
How long does it take you to get over these losses?
You get in the locker room, and it's kind of a down feeling. I mean, a lot of you guys are in the locker room after the game. They're tough. You know, you don't like losing. No one does, especially on the road, having to get on the plane or the bus or whatever and come back home. But you get over it. You know, you turn on the tape, you learn from it. But right after you watch that tape, it's on to the next. You know, that's kind of the nature of this league, and that's how you have to approach things.
After watching the tape of the Cincinnati loss, what is it you think you need to work on from looking at it?
Yeah, I think myself and really just everybody, we just got to be better disciplined with things, whether that's from alignments, from pre-snap things, from recognition, from reads, you know, you name it. I think we all just got to be more disciplined and really just execute better. You know, I think it starts with me. There's just things we got to control our mistakes, and that goes for everybody, myself first and foremost.
Carson, just talking about you specifically. You're talking about when players are in slumps, the best thing to do sometimes is to go back and look at when you were successful. Have you done that recently, to look at those first 5-6 games when you were hitting on all cylinders?
You know, we haven't turned on the tape by any means, but I think we know what it's like. You know, we remember it. I know I do. But at the same time, like I mentioned earlier, I don't think we change our approach with things. I think it's just full speed ahead with the Redskins here. And we know what we're capable of. I think everyone in this building does. We just got to get over that hump a little bit.
Carson, Zach Ertz said he spoke with you about that play that has been mentioned so much in the last several days. How did that go, and what did you think of the whole thing?
Yeah, I think Coach Reich hit it on the head yesterday, and we talked about it. I think it was kind of a non-factor in the play. I think I was already just about out of bounds, so we definitely talked about it, and you know, that kind of just is what it is.
You threw the ball 60 times on Sunday and stuff. Do you kind of feel like sometimes, like, maybe too much might be put on your shoulders at this point? Like, you know, they're asking you to do more than you have.
I think it kind of goes game by game. You know, I think it's kind of part of the game plan every week, you know, and then you get in the middle of a game. And then in that game, you get down 29-0. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. And I think we did some good things late in that game. You know, as an offense, I think we moved the ball. Obviously, we had the turnovers once we were moving in. Those are never good. But, you know, I think we did some good things late in that game, and we didn't quit. You know, we didn't quit. We kept fighting down the end, and that's just kind of the nature, really, that fourth quarter, how it played out, which added up to a lot of those throws.
Basically your number one receiver in Jordan. What's it going to mean to get him back and to have him?
Yeah, obviously getting Jordan back hopefully this week will be huge. You know, having a guy like that and a guy I can trust is huge. But at the same time, you know, I know Trey Burton last week stepped up huge. Paul Turner stepped up huge. So, you know, I love Jordan, and it'll be big to get him back there. But it was good to see some of those other guys step up at the same time.
A lot of these games have been similar, where you guys dig yourselves a hole down 14-0 after the first quarter, 10-0, whatever. You know, how it obviously takes you out of being able to run the ball, being balanced. How tough is it to kind of week after week be in that early hole?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, especially in this league, to dig yourself a hole, whether the defense is struggling, offense, you know, giving them points with turnovers and different things. It's been a variation of a lot of those things, and it's tough. You know, it's tough to dig yourself a hole against anybody, especially against good teams. So we got to avoid that, and we got to come out swinging a little better earlier on in games.
Any idea how to do that?
I think it just comes down to being focused and locking in. And I mean, you've seen us. There's been games where we come out and we're rolling, you know, right away. And we just got to find a way to maintain that and be consistent with that.
You know, you have maybe, I think it's 3 touchdowns offensively in the first quarter. Do you feel like the same urgency isn't there early as it is maybe late?
Hard to say. I know myself, and I know a lot of guys. You know, we want to come out rolling. You know, I think that's big for us, and that's something we want to do. But at the same time, sometimes you got to ease into the game at times. You know, you got to teams play you a little differently at times. You got to come out and see and react. But obviously, the goal is to come out swinging right away.
So it's kind of been a long grind for you, football-wise, from college right into the pre-draft process. How mentally? I mean, you're as mentally fresh, do you think, now as you were, back then?
Yeah, I feel good. I think it comes down to, do you love it enough? I think if you love the game and you're around it, you enjoy the grind. You attack it, and it's kind of a part of the process. And, for me, there's no more school to go to during the day. It's just football all day, every day, and I love that. So it's been a lot of fun, and by no means is it wearing on me in a negative way.
When you talk to Doug and Frank, about things that are going on, do they kind of like tell you about their experiences, when they were in the NFL as quarterbacks, and how much does that help you?
A little bit, for sure. I think they both kind of have different bits and pieces here and there that can help. They're all kind of case by case. They're all kind of different, but I think knowing that they've been through it, they understand, what I'm going through, what this team's going through, and they're guys you can trust. You trust their opinion, you trust their judgment because they've been through it.
Cottage industry of analysts breaking down your every motion in your throwing and your mechanics. Do you spend as much time looking at the mechanics of your throwing, and has that kind of almost filtered down to you, almost the obsession about how you're throwing?
Yeah, I think we're all work in progress. Every quarterback in this league, I think, would say that. You're never a finished product, myself included. So you're always analyzing different things that you can do, from pocket movement to footwork. You're always analyzing those things. So without a doubt, we talk about them, but we don't beat it over the head either. There's a lot of things going on in the middle of the season. So, but without a doubt, those are things that we're constantly working on and will be working on week in and week out.
First Washington game, you obviously hit quite a bit. It was Big B's first game. What did you learn from that game? And looking at the film this week, do you see things that could help you now?
Yeah, I think we learned that they're a good football team, but I think we also learned there's some things we can take advantage of for sure. I thought later in that game we kind of settled in. We did some things a little better, kind of came out sluggish. But, I think we definitely learned some things, and I think we'll be ready to roll this Sunday.
First time you've played a team twice in the same season, I'm assuming?
Actually, no. In college, we played South Dakota State a couple times, a couple years, and they're actually about to do that this Saturday again. So that's the nature of the FCS playoffs.
Is that kind of to an advantage to anyone, do you think?
I think it can be, but, you both know your opponent that much more. So I think it comes down to really just executing, because at that point, you're so aware of what they do, their tendencies. Sometimes guys try and change it up and do something crazy, but for the most part, teams are who they are, so I think it really just boils down to executing.
On that game against the Redskins, you guys were able to find success with the tempo offense. Is that something you would like to start out with and get that urgency right from the jump?
Hard to say. I think the biggest thing with that is you've seen it throughout every game. At some point in almost every game, we've gone with that tempo, kind of no-huddle style. And it's really just a feel thing. It's a feel thing for this offense. It's really when Coach Peterson's feeling comfortable with it. Sometimes it gives us a spark. Sometimes we're down late and we need to kind of rally. But I think at the same time, we all feel comfortable with it. So whenever Coach is feeling that it's the right time, I think we're all ready to roll with it.
On that Ertz play, would you have rather your tight end take out the linebacker there?
Again, I was already past him. It was irrelevant. I don't think it would have made or break the play. It would have made a difference at all. So I don't really want to speculate too much on that.
You had said earlier being able to still maintain the focus at this point is something that it's an answer to a question, do you love it enough? And you clearly love football. What is it about this game that you love so much?
Yeah, I think for one, I love the fact that you're always learning. There's always something new to learn. I love the competitiveness. I love the men in that locker room. There's just something about when a bunch of guys come together for a common goal that can't be put into words. I think it's something really special, and the competitiveness and just really everything about the game. I just really have a passion for it. I know a lot of guys in that locker room do too.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thanks.